This is Senator Al Simpson. The leaders of Eastern Europe's budding democracies are coming here to our president, George Bush, for advice, counsel, and assistance. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, as the taproots of democracy take hold in Eastern Europe, the newly elected leaders find that the U.S. holds the key. Wałęsa came to Washington some months ago, and just the other day, Havel, the Czech president, also spellbound a special session of Congress with his views of our world. And we are nurturing those newly planted ideals. We're providing trade benefits to assist the new democracies toward a market economy. Bush has waived trade laws, offering better tariffs for their exports. And as the countries in Eastern Europe live with the promise of democracy, we'll be right there at their side to assist them in gaining access to banks, trade organizations, and markets. The United States of America is there, steady and ready to assist these fresh democracies in new and important ways that are best for them. Ted, we can be proud.
Al, Pollyanna Simpson missed the point again. That smug right-wing attitude of yours can have damaging consequences for America's role in this changing new world. We can't sit on our hands or rest on our laurels. Trade concessions here, bank loans there, and pious platitudes from this side of the Atlantic won't do the job. More help, much more, is needed if we're to fulfill the promise of democracy and free enterprise in Eastern Europe. Most of those nations are basket cases, and so is the Soviet Union. We faced a similar challenge after World War II, and we met it by rolling up our sleeves and rebuilding Western Europe from the ruins of that war. The challenge is equally great now to rebuild Eastern Europe from the ruins of communism. It's a goal we may be able to meet with bold congressional leadership, Al, but it'll be a lot easier with bold presidential leadership, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a new anti-smoking bill moving through Congress. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.